Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
Welcome again to another week's episode of the Something to Think About podcast. This week I have my first guest. She's a good friend of mine. She actually is the co-coordinator of the moderators, I would say the hosts of the Central Jamaica Conference Online Church. She is also a writer, producer, presenter at the Jamaica Information Service, award-winning writer, producer, presenter, I should say, a gluten-free enthusiast, and an advocate of the for persons who are living with autoimmune disease. Welcome, Andrew James Sawyers, to our podcast.
Hi, Andre. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on the Something to Think About podcast.
All right. So this week and for the rest of the month of December, we want to discuss everything that there is about purpose. And Andrew will be sharing her story and journey into discovering purpose, and we'll be answering a few questions that can help you who are listening. If you have any questions relating to this topic and you've been following us for the past few months, she'll be shedding some light in terms of her discovery and the questions that she has been shared, answers that she has found in scripture about discovering purpose and everything related around that. So Andrew, I want to start off this week's discussion by asking you the question, how do you define purpose?
Okay, so my definition of purpose is carrying out your God-given gifts, skills, and abilities for His agenda, for His vision, His plan, His purpose, and His will.
Okay. But based on that definition, though, why is it important for persons to discover that part of their life, or anytime that they're looking to step out into something meaningful?
So I find that you are not fulfilled, or you don't feel fulfilled, until you are doing what you're supposed to be doing here on this earth. And there are a lot of opportunities available to do different things, but not everything that is good is necessarily beneficial. And you want to also make sure that you're in a position where you serve persons that you are here to serve, because God has a master plan for all of us. And what we do doesn't only benefit us. We're also here to serve others. So we can't operate in isolation of everybody else, because there are persons who are actually waiting on us to do what we're supposed to be doing so that they can benefit.
You mentioned that there are persons who are waiting on us to do what we are supposed to do. What do you mean by that? Like, break that down. Like, what does that look like? What does that mean? Because that sounds cliche, but kind of simplify what that is, and so persons can get a better understanding of the importance of doing what they are called to do.
Sure. So I actually learned this from you and from, you know, one of our many conversations. You had shared something with me, and that was based on our experience as well, that when persons come to you to ask questions, there is something that you're supposed to be depositing in them, and they'll basically be around until you deposit or pour into them with what it is that you're supposed to be sharing with them or doing with them, in order for them to be able to manage on their own and not need you so much. And when I say that, it's not necessarily meaning that, okay, so when they graduate or they would have gotten what they needed from you, that they won't be in touch or need any further assistance from you, but they'll be able to, after getting the support that they need from you. They're able to function on their own and also be able to share with others what they would have learned, and also use their gifts to help somebody else or other people.
Okay. Break down in terms of, give me some more specifics in terms of, like, for you personally, like, when you were on your journey discovering your purpose, what was it that helped you to get a sense of who you are, where you fit, and what kind of set the foundation for you to actually start that journey of doing what you just explained?
Okay, so I've been in media for over 10 years. I don't remember the exact figure because I haven't really been counting, to tell you the truth. But there was a time when I felt really stuck and I was questioning what it is that I was supposed to be doing, because my interest had changed in terms of what I wanted to do. And I went back into media, but was not feeling like that's what I wanted to do. And I was struggling in silence for a while. And one day I just decided to ask God, you know, why am I here? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? That's where it started, actually. And the Holy Spirit told me that I should look at spiritual gifts. So I started doing some research. I didn't go to my Bible first, though. And I want to point out that the Bible should actually be our primary source for information. And I'm not knocking any other books. I'm just saying that the Bible should be our primary source of information, because it's full of truth. And the truth is very beneficial. It sets you free. You can learn about who you are, more about who you really are, not just about who you are, but who you really are. You can learn about what God says in terms of what we are here to do. You can learn more about the spiritual gifts that God gives to all of us, because everybody has a spiritual gift, or at least one. And it will help you to understand more and more by searching, and of course, keeping in touch with God, keeping that connection going to find out more about where you fit.
So when you went on that discovery, like, where, I know you said spiritual gifts, but where exactly did you start in the Bible that you said that, all right, when you found this scripture, it was like, it's like an aha moment, like your eyes were open. So like, yeah, all right, and this actually makes sense.
Okay, so before I answer that, right, I want to just say that what I was searching for online was the connection between our spiritual gifts and our purpose. So what I discovered when I started to search, because I was also looking at careers that would correspond with the different spiritual gifts that God outlines in the Bible. And I discovered that based on some of the things I was doing from when I was a child and some of the areas I would have been interested in and so on, that I was actually operating in my gifts but did not know that I was doing that. So after that, no, there was, I'd say the scripture that kickstarted everything for me would be in Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2 that talks about being not conformed to this world and being transformed by the renewing of your minds, and, you know, proving what's the good and perfect will of God, just to summarize, basically. So that was the aha moment for me. That's where it started in terms of scripture.
And then once you found that scripture, like, what was... like, what else did you do to kind of set the foundation that made you know and feel secure that this is it? And what was it that you have discovered?
That's an interesting question. So after I went through that text, I started to be directed to look at certain things. The next thing that I would have touched on would be on identity in terms of what God says about us. So through that period, you know, I found out that I was the apple of God's eye, for example, and you know, I'm as a believer, you know, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, but not just as a believer, but just as a creation of God. That was one of the other texts that really anchored the journey for me, in terms of knowing that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, but also going through the process of believing it, because I knew I was, but I don't think I believed it. So I went through that journey, and then I was brought to Genesis, where I was shown and I was created in the image and likeness of God, and I saw where, you know, we're here to multiply and replenish and subdue and all of these wonderful things. And I was like, oh my God, I'm called to create. You know, so and the thing is, it's not that I didn't know some of these things, you know, it's just that because I was on a different journey now, everything started to, and I would have learned some things. It's not like I knew everything. So it's like certain things that I read now, they started to have a different meaning for me. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me while I was reading, you know, these texts in the Bible. So,
all right. So we're going to bring this week's podcast episode to a close. And I just wanted to recap some of the stuff that you said in terms of setting the foundation for a purpose-driven life. At the beginning, you said that knowing your spiritual gift was super important. That was where it started, after you prayed and asked God for direction. The second thing you said was knowing who you are as a person, in terms of your identity in Christ, kind of set the other and believing those things. And one of the scriptures you shared was Romans 12 verse 1. Which says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So that's where you said your journey started, in terms of setting on a good foundation to secure your purpose and all of that. And the next thing, the third thing that you shared was that matching that to what you do in your secular job, like how does that fit in, and marrying that to that. So like close us out now in terms of some questions that persons can ask or explore themselves while they're looking to discover what you have found. Some like several questions that they could like use to explore that same thing to get them to that place faster.
Okay. So would you mean like conversations I had with God when I asked him questions, like why am I here, and so on?
Right, those questions.
Okay. So some questions I would share would include, why am I here? What am I here to do? What is my spiritual gift, or what are my spiritual gifts? How can I use my spiritual gifts in the marketplace? And when I say marketplace, I'm referring to a career. So in whatever job it is that you have or you're doing, it's important for you to ask God, you know, how you can marry the two, integrate the two. And I would ask as well, how do I change my current mindset, and what is my true identity?
All right. So that's it for us. That's it for our conversation this week. Please join us again next week as we continue this journey into purpose discovery. She shared five questions that you can think about and explore as you apply some of the basic information that she has shared from scripture about how you can discover your purpose. So that's it from me. I'm Andre Palmer, and please join us again next week, same time. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.